USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. The office now has to decide whether to move forward with prosecution. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. No charges have yet been filed against the 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong, and Ashley Judd have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, while actress Asia Argento, Rose McGowan, and others have accused the Oscar winner of raping them. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial January 6th on charges he raped a woman in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Israeli Defense Forces launched airstrikes on Hamas after a rocket attack forced Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end his speech. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech when he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch. I'm John Clemens.
Global markets edged higher, though trading was subdued after the Christmas holidays. World markets have rallied since President Trump earlier this week said that a trade deal with China was ready for signing. Chinese officials have confirmed the two sides are in close contact on their so-called Phase 1 agreement to help ease the friction. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A strong typhoon that barreled through the central Philippines left at least 25 people dead and forced thousands to flee their homes, devastating Christmas celebrations. Fanaphone stranded many people in sea and in airports at the peak of the holiday travel, set off landslides, flooded low-lying villages, destroyed homes and downed trees and electric poles, and knocked out power in entire provinces. The storm weakened lately as it blew into the South China Sea with sustained winds of over 74 miles an hour and gusts to 95 miles an hour. Most of the 20 deaths reported by the National Police were due to drowning, falling trees, and electrocution. Former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick will resign from the newly public company's board next week, effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in the summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offering. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.